Durham brings it cross mid-court. He's getting harassed by Evans. They still have fouls to give Cheshire. Here's Sloane to the basket. Out to Onwaz. Sloane in the corner for the win. Oh! Can you believe it? David Sloane wins it on the buzzer. And the Caledonian Gladiators go wild.
Wow, they got exactly what they wanted. They got their leading scorer open in the corner. And this time, he delivered. David Sloane.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Gladcast Basketball Podcast. This time we look to the WBBL side. We are joined by guard Lakin James. Lakin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So 5'9" American jets back into Scotland after playing her trade in Germany, where before that she was in the WBBL with the Pride. And when she was over with the Pride, she averaged over 18 points, 7 rebounds and 3 assists. Lakin, how does it feel to be coming back to Scotland, but this time as a Gladiator?
Honestly, I'm so excited. I thoroughly enjoyed my time with the Caledonia Pride and being in Scotland. And now, you know, being able to join the Gladiators with their new missions and vision and everything, I couldn't be more excited.
Brilliant. So you're obviously currently playing some kind of summer ball with the Glow. How has your summer been so far, and how does it compare to maybe normal summers for you?
Yeah, summer's been awesome. I feel super blessed to be, you know, so close to home and have a professional opportunity. So we have like 10 or 12 girls on the team that theoretically all play overseas in Europe in all different countries. So to have that kind of competition in the summertime is like super lucky. So that's been awesome. So I've been keeping busy with that. And then just, you know, time with family and friends and running basketball camps and just all the craziness of being home. But it's a beautiful crazy.
And I suppose at the end of the day, it's basketball. You're able to do it all year round rather than just season. And then maybe during the kind of off season, if you're not able to get paid, jumping back into like a normal 9-5 type career rather than being in the sport that you clearly love.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, again, it's hard to beat it. I think practices are like 45 minutes away from my home. So that's, you know, as close as you could ever get in this like scenario. So I'm really lucky.
Brilliant. So you spent 4 years at Green Bay with the Phoenix, but also time whilst with the Pride studying at Edinburgh University. How important has kind of education been kind of part of your basketball journey?
I think it's really important. Obviously, the American system is set up so you can get a degree while continuing to play at an elite level. And I think that that's something that we really cherish, or at least personally I do, because I was able to, you know, play the game that I love, get a scholarship, and yet be doing my degree and continuing that side of my career. So I think it's super important. And now having the opportunity to doing my PhD at Edinburgh University is super, super cool. And I, you know, I don't take any of that for granted.
So is that still ongoing?
Yeah, it is. So I'm actually doing it online. I started it last year when I was in Germany.
Nice.
Again, I love Scotland, and being a part of the university the first time around and just being on the basketball side, I fell in love with the university itself. So I started to kind of dig a little deeper and see if there's any degrees that really fit my like interests and passions. And lo and behold, I found, you know, the perfect one for me. So I started that last year. I'm doing it on a part-time basis right now. But being able to continue my education, and again, my job is basketball, and that's the first priority. But, you know, you got to be able to create both avenues and paths, because you can't play forever. So
that's amazing. That's brilliant. That's so cool to hear. And something you don't actually hear that often as well. So how did you enjoy your time playing like NCAA basketball, and how do you think it kind of set you up for those pro years you've had so far?
Yeah, I loved NCAA. I think that it's really special. I was super blessed, again, you know, to be a part of Green Bay. It's just a really strong culture team. And to be able to be a part of that and learn from, like, the different leadership styles and everything, aside from basketball, was really, really cool. And for me, being able to grow as a player all the way through was super important. And that's kind of what they give you the opportunity to do at Green Bay. So again, I can't complain at all. It was a really amazing opportunity for me.
Brilliant. For people that maybe never got a chance to kind of watch you when you were over here, how would you describe your playing style in game?
I would say gritty. Like, that's like the best way that I could say it. I love defense. I love to lock up. And I think that, you know, if there's a loose ball, that's kind of my thing, you know, doing all those extra plays, offensive rebounds, and then really growing as a scorer the last few years has been something that I've been really trying to emphasize. And then being in the WBBL a couple years ago, really getting to display that, and now hopefully continuing to grow that same mindset.
And obviously, coming back to Scotland, being back with the Gladiators, and you heard that they were interested in you, what excites you about the program and the kind of ambitions and the projects that you hear of for joining the club?
Yeah, obviously from the basketball point of view, when you talk to a club and their aspirations, you know, at the time, nothing was secured, but their aspirations were to play Euro Cup. That's an immediate attraction to those kind of clubs because it means they have big dreams, big visions. And then, you know, on the other side of things, they have bigger dreams than just basketball. You know, they're trying to grow the game within Scotland, grow a community and that kind of stuff. Again, maybe it goes back to my history at Green Bay, but that's the kind of stuff we pride ourselves at the college level. And to have that, you know, vision and aspirations at the pro level from a club and, you know, the people involved is just super cool. And I think it's hard to not want to be a part of something like that.
And obviously you've kind of having a kind of grown affinity towards Scotland. What was it when you were over here last time? What I like asking this question to people that come back, or they go away and they come back, or they come and visit. Like, what was it that it really attracts you to Scotland, and what makes you really love coming here?
Yeah, I love the people. I don't know if that's cliche or if that's just obvious, but I think everyone's so kind. I'm from Wisconsin. I think the Midwest has like a kind spirit about it as well. But being in Scotland just kind of reminded me of that. And, you know, everyone's so welcoming and always wanting to help. And I think, obviously, too, like living in Edinburgh last time, the city's incredible. Like, I just had the best time. My teammates were awesome, all that stuff. So, you know, to get a piece of that again and being a part of the country of Scotland, now in a new location, is really exciting.
Did you play when you were over? Was Erin on your squad?
Yeah. So I've actually played with Erin. Yeah.
So how was Erin as a teammate? You've obviously, she went on last year, had a brilliant season.
Yeah.
Was an All-Brit team, got herself back on the national team after a few years. What does she like to play with?
Erin's awesome. She brings experience, and obviously at the Caledonia Pride, that was something that we really lacked. They're university players at the time and really talented, but just younger. So I think that was something that Erin really brought to our squad. Just someone that was relatable for like the younger players, because she had personally went through like the Scottish system, you know, and all that stuff, and had so much success. So I think that she was really cool for our team. And then personally myself, like, she's a perfect teammate. Like, she's awesome. So I'm super excited to, you know, connect with her again and then be teammates again. So that's super cool.
Brilliant. And obviously the club have had taken kind of major strides forwards in their kind of recruitment. How do you think Lake and James fits into that? And then what kind of, with obviously the European ambitions, what excites you about playing in Europe?
Yeah, so I think it's really hard because right now I don't really have like faces to names or skill sets to names or positions even. So I'm right now, maybe I'm a little bit on the outside of understanding all that. But in general, you know, every time I come to any team, like, the number one thing I want to bring is energy. And kind of like I mentioned before, is just building that culture. And if that's leadership, if that's whatever is asked of me, but every single day that I step on the court, it's going to be 110%. And I think that that's something I want to be contagious and bring that. But yeah, as far as Europe, I think that that's something that, you know, has always been a dream of mine, or like an aspiration, something that I wanted to work towards in my professional career. So now getting that opportunity, I think that is something really want to take advantage of as a group. And, you know, like, a team in Scotland is now playing Euro Cup. And I think to say that is really amazing. So just want to represent that in the best way possible.
And I suppose you guys it's like you're almost pioneers in that sense, both. And the WBBL side and the BBL side, it's a major step for any club within the kind of British basketball setup. But it must be pretty cool to be part of that kind of first tranche of girls doing it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's super cool. And again, grateful for the opportunity and really take advantage of it and make the most and represent like the country well.
And obviously when you were in the league last time round, it was kind of like the beginning of the strength of the London Lions. You saw the success they had last season. You've then obviously seen potentially who they've recruited for this summer as well. Like, how do you think the kind of WBBL could be set up for next season between the two or whoever else there may be?
Yeah, I mean, obviously our goal is to be as good as we can be and compete. And I think at the end of the day, that's all that we can really look at, because we can't talk X's and O's and all that stuff right now, but it's just more so being or knowing for sure that every time we step on the court, we're competing. And then however the cards fall, that's how they fall, but we're going to be going hard. So that's all we can ask.
Right. And obviously you touched on it about kind of outside of well, I suppose it is outside of your pro basketball. You run your own camps. How much do you enjoy doing that? And yeah, what kind of satisfaction do you get out of being doing all them every summer?
I absolutely love it. I think that's what keeps me going with it. I think it's so cool. The majority of my camps are girls only. So I really try to create this environment of, you know, helping like young athletes build confidence and giving them a space to be vulnerable in the sense of like, if you make a mistake, it's okay. Like that's why we're here. We're trying to get better. So I think that's something that's really special about our camps. And then just kind of instilling that, again, confidence in these young athletes. And it's kind of bigger than basketball. And that's one thing that I always try to focus on. But I absolutely love it. And again, I feel really thankful to get the opportunity. I think we worked with like 11 different school districts all in the area this summer. So, you know, and that's third grade through sometimes 12th. So, yeah, it's been growing and I'm loving every second of it.
Brilliant. Lakin, this has been awesome. Thank you for your time. Enjoy the rest of your summer. Enjoy the end of your playing season with the Glow. And yeah, all the best for the move back to Scotland.
Awesome. Thank you so much.